It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have new Helper City Police Chief Chris Gelati. We're going to talk about some of, you know, give a little background of Chris and let you know what's going on, where he's been, where he's from, and then some of the things that are going on in Helper City right now. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, you and I were talking off air, and you're kind of like me. You're not from Helper, but you might as well be from Helper.
Exactly.
I moved to Helper when I was seven. So let's kind of talk about your journey for a moment.
Okay. My grandparents have lived here for, well, actually my family's been here for over 100 years, and business owners and what have you. And I spent my summers down here as a child with them. And I came down 24 years ago with my two children to raise them. And never left.
And now, for those that may not know, your grandfather ran the old Texaco station that's kind of right there at the mouth of Price Canyon, correct?
Correct. And the Balance Rock Motel, it's right there.
And then the pond is named for him.
Correct.
Is that the fish pond?
That was always his dream. That's why we did it. He had those wishes and never could bring it to fruition when he was alive. So
now you've got all this and you're here and you're kind of back home now.
I am.
So let's talk about the fact you've been about 15 years in law enforcement, you said, correct?
Correct, yep.
Started with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department.
Yep, 6 years there.
And then you went to?
Tooele County Sheriff's Office for another year.
And then it was time to come home.
It was.
So as it sits right now, you've been with the Helper City Police Department for about 9 years.
Correct.
You said.
Yep.
So you've got all that going on, and now you're kind of taking the reins of it, so to speak. Trent was there. Chief Anderson was there for how long? It seemed like he was there for quite a while.
I don't know the exact time, but it was a long time. And I didn't want him to leave. That was tough. He was a good friend, a great boss, and a good leader. So, he'll be missed, sorely missed.
So you've taken over, and we were talking. Also, we noticed that you guys are hiring. You're kind of shorthanded right now. Have been for a while, you
we've
said.
We've been, at least 2 years, maybe even more, but we've been severely shorthanded for 2 years.
Now, the other thing we were talking about is the fact that Helper being kind of a rural area, there are some challenges to policing in a rural area, aren't there?
It is. In a small department and a rural area combines the problems. A bigger agency has different departments that will handle different things. As a smaller agency in a rural area, we handle everything.
You have to take care of everything.
From start to finish, investigations, we don't hand it off to an investigative department.
And you were saying that another thing we were talking about, when the bad thing about it in a rural area in a small department and things like that, when you show up at somebody's house, it's probably the worst day of their life, pretty close.
It's not a birthday party.
So let's talk about, have you got any changes or plans that you're thinking about making? Or, are you kind of liking to stay the course? Or is there something that you're looking about doing maybe a little differently that you can let people know about?
Well, mainly, like you said, Chief Anderson did a great job, and we're going to, for the most part, stay the course, as you said. If we could get fully staffed, we may, take a look at some other things. But right now, and the mayor right now, anybody that's lived in Carbon County for any period of time has noticed the changes going on in Helper, and that's a lot to do with the mayor and the city council. And she's done a great job, Lenise Peterman. And
that was kind of my next question, is Helper is kind of a community that's growing and rising a little bit, and that probably brings its own set of problems as well.
It does, but it's all been for the positive to this point anyway. Mm-hmm. So like I said, all the changes that are going on, and the mayor wants to make it a more community-oriented department. And, more events involving the community and the police.
And another thing that I've noticed is some transparency on your guys' Facebook page. It's you know what? It's good for a laugh. It really is. Whether some of it is not funny, but you're posting, the events that you guys went to and then things like that. And that's kind of important, I feel, because that gives people some idea of what's really going on in their community. Don't you feel that way?
Of course. A lot of times people think they just see us on the side of the road or sitting in our cars and think we don't do a whole heck of a lot. But there is a lot more that goes on behind the scenes that... So we're trying to provide them with a little glimpse of that. There's some stuff that they still won't know
about. Right, that you can't know about. And that's for the better as well, too, for the most part. So, Chief, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate the time. Is there anything that you wanted to let people know about or talk about before we take off?
No, I just I truly do appreciate Carbon County's support for law enforcement. I think we're blessed down here for that, considering everything that's going on elsewhere.
All right. That's Helper City Police Chief Chris Gelotti. Thanks for taking the time and coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on this or other KOALITV.com interviews, you can always check out our Facebook page, KOALITV, also our website, KOALITV.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.